May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace, ye wretched sinners, come, and lay your load at Jesus' feet, and plead what he has done. Hymn 675.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from two Psalms, first Psalm 103 and then Psalm 107. The book of Psalms, Psalm 103 and also 107. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord, it is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathereth them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. But then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bows of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of a trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. They sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise, who will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Let us pray. O most high and holy, blessed, eternal Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, O do enable us before thy face and thy presence to humble ourselves under thy mighty hand. Give grace to lay passive. Give much grace to be still, and know thou art God. Lord, do increase our faith. Give us understanding. Have compassion. Lead us forth by the right way. Speak, Lord, speak. Give us that blessing, that grace, to draw near through the one offering of the Lamb of God, whom thou, great God, Holy Father, hast provided. O greater love of no man than this, than a man should lay down his life for his friends. Yea, my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Oh, we do bow before thee coming now. Oh, may we be in the Spirit, led by eternal love, to know the Lamb, to know thee. Our Lord, to know the Son of God. Lord Jesus, draw us. Draw us to thyself. Thou who hast suffered for sin, thou who didst willingly come to lay down thy life, a ransom for many, give us that grace, that living desire to draw near now and to know thee, whom to know is life eternal. May we behold the love of God through the glory of the Son, the Lamb provided for our life. Lord, an offering, a sacrifice forever. This is what we want to know. This is why we come to worship, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and fellowship with his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. May we be found among those who are pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, and what a calling, of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, great God of heaven, O thou hast sent thine only Son. Lord Jesus, thou didst come to bear the wrath, the hell due to us. We do not speak presumptuously, but we plead that it might be so, and that we may discover it so afresh, and that we may believe it, and that by thy drawing grace, we may leave ourselves behind all the infirmities, all the unbelief, all the legality, all the religion we've got, all that gets in the way. O Lord, all the religious rubbish. Oh, that we may forsake it all and bow before the throne. There is a throne. We bow before it now. Help us to realize that thou God of heaven, thou seest me at all times. Nothing hidden. Not one thought hidden. Lord, I plead thy blood. Plead that blood that does force and atone. For, Lord, I need it. I need that salvation afresh. Oh, I come then, as thankful there is a name under heaven whereby men shall be saved, can be saved, can be saved. He who saveth unto the uttermost. So we would venture on and venture near. But pray for a living touch. Pray for a token. Pray for some manna. Pray for the bread of heaven. We think thy words were found, O dear Jeremiah. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. O Lord, may we find that heavenly manna, that hid treasure in the field. O Lord, thou hast provided. Thou hast provided. O so do meet with us round thy word. Lord, that may we know that power, not in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, that gospel. That gospel. O Lord, so we have to come as we are. Ah, but Lord, pleading that one name again and again. Precious name, precious Son. Didst thou not speak from heaven? Great God, holy God, with that audible voice. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Ah, so we come to worship. And Lord, let there be a purpose in our worship. Let there be a blessing. Let there be thanksgiving. Let there be living realities. For thou art good. And thou hast laid down thy life. Oh, why do we remain so cold and indifferent? Make thy sufferings known. Open up the fountain and soften our hearts and save us from all the formality. Lead us to thy wounded side. O Lord Jesus, reveal thyself. Thou art hearty now exalted in heaven above, glorified, a glorified Saviour, a glorified Redeemer. Now making intercession for the saints. Oh, make intercession for us, we pray. So we might make our requests here this night. Condescend, calm down, pass us not by. Bless the friends, open the blind eyes, as thou didst when on the earth. Unstop the deaf ears, loose the tongue. O Lord, come and bless us. O do set our souls at liberty. May the word be made precious. Let it be a living word. Bless this house. Well, we pray for this house of prayer. We pray for Zion at large. Remember the dear friends, black boys, as they meet this evening for prayer. Grant prayer to be given. Send blessing. O Lord, bless this house. Remember the church, the congregation. Remember those that bear office. Remember one especially in his pathway of loneliness and bereavement at this time. These matters do not get any easier. Lord, bless him. Be his stay. Grant him his heart's desire, even a nearness of thy love pouring into his soul, even a glimpse of the dear Redeemer, his Saviour, his Lord. And we pray for each, the family, and pray for all the families apart, the various friends. They each have their concerns, their worries, their afflictions, their trials, deep waters, the unknown way, the heavy anxieties, the clouds, the disappointments. O Lord, remember each in mercy and bless the families apart. Bless the ministry here. Bless thy servants that come. And may there be signs following of the preaching of the gospel. There can be no other blessing than this, for the signs following the preaching of the gospel. O Lord, remember aged friends, here and elsewhere. Remember those in younger years. Bless the Sunday school here. Encourage the teachers and bless the young people. May thy word follow them. Remember the little ones, the babes, the young men and women going forth. Lord, may thy fear be tenderly in their heart. May they honour thee. May they know thy eyes upon them. And bring them down to thy feet to pray and to know thee. Lord, to be sweetly touched of thy kindness and love. Remember all near the end of the journey. A dying hour is before each. There is a departure. Oh, make us ready. We cannot make ourselves ready. Make us ready. Prepare us. Oh, Lord, do hear us. Remember all in middle life, with all the heat and burden of business and of the day to day. Oh, do grant some refreshing shower tonight. Oh, may these things be subdued. May the whole burden be cast upon thy feet, cast at thy feet. So thou knowest every case, affliction, sorrow, care. Lord, raise us up. Oh, help. Come down. Lift up the beggar from the dunghill. Set among princes. Draw our soul to thee. O Lord Jesus, come and meet with us now and bless thy word. Many other things, Lord. Oh, have mercy on us in the land. Have mercy in England at this solemn time. Thy judgments are on the earth, and men acknowledge it not, that the one and only true God, the Holy Father, and may we know thee and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Therefore, O dear Redeemer, thou didst pray, and this is life eternal. Oh, begin that eternal life now. My kingdom is not of this world. Lift our hearts unto a heavenly kingdom. Our Lord, a heavenly throne. But do remember us in the nation. Thy word exhorts us to pray for the powers that be. And we have to realize they are allowed. They are appointed of God. So we pray for our rulers, give wisdom, our Prime Minister and our leaders. Bless our Queen. We have to acknowledge her stability over the years, and we're thankful for her. But help us on the throne when she's gone. O Lord, raise up those who go forth in this land once more to blow that trumpet out of Zion, to sound the alarm in power and authority of the Holy Ghost, as in former years. So, Lord, remember us each in mercy, in various needs. We acknowledge all thy goodness and kindness. We think of thy one spiritual rally in this land, of other denominations, other church orders. We think of thy people scattered through the earth, known to thee. Those that fear thy name, whatever creed they may be holding, brought to prayer, brought to the Son of God, brought to confess their sin, brought to weep after mercy, brought to believe, brought to desire thee, brought to live and look for a heavenly city beyond this earth. Lord, we pray for thy one spiritual Israel in this land, where thy word comes with power, the two lost sinners, Lord, ruined sinners. Now, Lord, we do thank thee for thy mercies. Thou art good. We have to say so. But, Lord, we're moving on. While it's right to give thanks and praise, every day brings fresh need, fresh mercy we need, mercy to the end. Yet we thank thee and praise thee for thy mercies, thy goodness. Lord, we've not got everything we wanted. But, O Lord, there is a heavenly calling, and that is where we need to have our affections set, on things above. O Lord, so we acknowledge every mercy, every kindness. Teach our young friends in the way, older ones. Now let our words be few. Forgive our ramblings. Wash, cleanse. Holy Spirit, come. What were we for? Our eyes are upon thee. Neither know we what to do. Blessed Spirit from above, bring forth the glory of Christ. Blessed Jesus, we plead thy name before the throne. The Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We come asking all things in the worthy name of thine only begotten one whom thou hast provided, and humbly bow and ask all mercy, all salvation, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 992. Poor and afflicted, Lord, are thine, among the great unfit to shine. But though the world may think it strange, they would not with the world exchange. Hymn 992.
in their complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help and blessing, I draw your attention to the prophet Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 7. The prophet Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. The prophet Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold or strength in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Not spending any time on the context, the prophet was sent to speak against Nineveh, whom Jonah was sent to warn and to declare the Lord's judgments upon them. In the midst of the threatenings, you know, he says, God is jealous, the Lord revengeth, the Lord revengeth and is furious. What serious, solemn language. Then he goes on to say, following that, the Lord is slow to anger, great in power. Therefore, if we know his correction, we have to remember he's slow to anger. Is there not a cause? But hear the word, I'll come to the word. Here he says, the Lord is good. Dear friends, may we know this. May you prove the Lord to be good to you. He is good. And I want to just point two things out to you in this goodness. You know, one is the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said this when Nicodemus came to him. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. Now we know he doesn't love sin. And we know he cannot look upon sin. But Christ said this himself. The prophet from heaven, the Son of God, the heir of all things, the glory of God, declared this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, gave him to the church, gave him to his people as a saviour and a redeemer. Beloved friends, have you been led here? Are you brought to this saviour? This is God's love. So loved the world. Care of it. Now, I know he doesn't love sin, and he doesn't love every creature, doesn't love every man. But remember, God is love. And you're a favoured soul if you have that love. And that means that God loved you if you've been led to his Son. I'm not being presumptuous here. I'm not being presumptuous. We need these things in power, by grace. But I must speak the word. The word is higher than me. May the word speak above the man. And may we be led to the glory of the word, even the one spoken of. Who spoke this? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, what a whosoever, oh, what a wonder if I'm among them. What a tremendous mercy. Whosoever brought to believe in him, whosoever believeth in him, what? Should not perish, though you deserve it. Though you deserve it. If you talk to the Lord, you know you deserve it. You know you will. You know your debt. That if they believe in him, friend, what an escape. What a simplicity we have set before us in the gospel. That simple blessing of faith, believing, whosoever, are you among them? It doesn't say, it doesn't name anybody. It's whosoever. Have I come up? And it's not strict Baptist. It's not this, that, or the other. It's whosoever believeth in him as an individual should not perish. Should not perish. But have everlasting life. Yes, it begins here. Begins below. Don't get used to these texts, friends. Be careful. Is there a sweetness? Are you drawn to them? Do you live a... Now that's the gospel. He also says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. We must, friends, may we be given grace to understand this. Christ didn't come to condemn, but he came through the world through him, might be saved. The world through him, people might be saved. These are the words of the Son of God. Now the other matter that came to me comes down to the a pathway. It reaches the church where they are. The word that came was this. For thou, Lord, art good. Now, the text says this as well. In Nahum says this. For the Lord is good. And here David prays it. For thou, Lord, art good. David knew it, you know. Sovereignty. David of all people. The least in his father's. Oh, there's the lad up on the hill. Go and get him, says Samuel. Go and get him. And when he saw him, he anointed him. This was he. And all those that went before his brothers, looking so good, they meant nothing to the spirit of the prophet. It was the Lord. It was the Lord. It wasn't to do with Samuel. It was the Lord speaking. Anoint him. This is he. That lad up there. You know, God's sovereignty. The Lord is good and ready to forgive. Where are you tonight? I thought of that hymn also. I thought I marked, yes I have. Come. Now this isn't presumptuous. Presumptuousness, I should say. Come ye sinners, poor and wretched. Two principles working. Poor and wretched. Really wretched. You know, people that are wretched are not very nice, you know. We're among them. Weak and wounded. Friend, weak. Weak as water. Weak as anything. Struggling to believe. Weak. Wounded. With conscience. Wounded with conscience. Convicted. Well, you've got no hope in yourself. Jesus ready stands to save you. Full of pity, joined with power. He is able. He is willing. Doubt no more. He is able. You know that, don't you? Willingness. What? Down to you. Down to your level. Are you among the weak, wounded and poor? Let not conscience make you linger. This came to me down the road. Or up the road, that way. That way. Let not conscience make you linger. Nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. Grace is grace. Grace is grace. It comes down free. It comes down undeserved. And it's free mercy. Yes, it's sovereign. It's sovereign grace. But it's free grace. In the Lamb. God provided in the Lamb. God provided in Christ. This he gives you. 'Tis the Spirit's rising beam. Come ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you better, you'll never come at all. And not the righteous. Sinners Jesus came to call. I said to the friends at Over, or I might have said to one of them, I can't remember now, about Mr. Harold Jempson, I don't want to tell stories. Mr. Harold Jempson came to Staplehurst and he preached from that word. Were there not 10 lepers cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are the 9? Only one returned to give thanks. And he was a Samaritan, you know. He was a Samaritan. Were there not 10 lepers cleansed? Where are the 9? Ready to forgive. Lord, thou art good. Ready, even this evening, to forgive. Now, do you need forgiveness? You're in a painful place if you need forgiveness. Ease of conscience. Well, it's wonderful, isn't it? I'm a good Christian. Ease of conscience. I'm jogging along nicely and nothing to disturb me. And I go to chapel and hear a good sermon. I like that minister. And so the story goes on to a lost eternity. You know, I'm being serious. Ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them, what? That call upon me, or call upon thee. Are you calling? What a great mercy to be calling upon God. Well, the Lord is good. Do you know him? You know, the Lord is good. I would just name some simple things. Now, I've spoken this word before, I know here. It may have been 2 or 3 years ago, but I've spoken from it before. You know, his only begotten Son provided to lay down his life, to bear our iniquities. This is very hard for a believer, for one who fears God. How can God, how can this one bear my iniquities? They're so great, so terrible. But friends, the Bible's not telling lies, you know. It's true. His people's iniquities. And you're taught of the Lord, if you feel those iniquities, and may it drive you, bring you to one who did bear the iniquities of his people. May that be a gracious effect on us, to take us to Christ, draw us to Christ, bring us to Christ, who did bear our iniquities away. And died to ransom. You know, the law of God. I'm sure if you fear God, you've got a tender conscience. And it's a mercy we have. When we come to die, no man, even a worldly man, will have no excuse. He's got a conscience. God gave it to him. And his conscience will condemn him. And it'd be terrible if it condemns us at the end. And may we know him, an answer of a good conscience in Christ. Christ has put away our sins. May we know it. May we know it. May we be brought to it. When we come to the end of the journey, that he put away our sin forever. Is his dying precious to you? You know, and there's another thing, how the Lord is good. And, you know, there's no excuses when we come to die. Oh, for grace. May you, young and old, be led by the Spirit to go and hide somewhere Go and plead somewhere. Go and hide. Creep under the precious blood by faith. By faith. Often described as the foot of the cross. Aptly described. Not that we see a cross, we don't go to crosses, but by faith. Shelter under Jesus' blood by faith. When I see the blood, do you plead it? Does the Lord God hear from you pleading his son's blood for your life? Do you value it? Does he hear from you? What does God hear from us? Well, you know, the first thing we have to do is put our mouth in the dust. Loads of vanity. Loads of vanity. Complaining, murmuring, all sorts of things God hears from us. But he knows we can do nothing good. He knows we are but dust. And do you know it? God knows that. But do you know it? Do I know it? He came to seek poor sinners out. And you and me, the worst. The Lord is good. Very good, dear friends. There's a throne of grace for start. And Jesus is there. Jesus is in heaven is the children's hymn, I think. And it's a wonderful truth. But he actually is on a throne of grace in heaven. He sits on a throne. It's called grace. It's a throne. And it's a mighty throne and a powerful throne. And it's called grace. Where he draws as a king or a queen or an emperor, whatever it is. As you know, in history, they used to go to the throne and he'd hold out a scepter or whatever. It's a bit like Ahasuerus and Queen Esther and so forth. You know, poor sinners come pleading. He holds out his scepter. A scepter of righteousness. The scepter, a sway of righteousness over them. He sits on that throne. Do you approach it? In prayer. What a provision is prayer. Just because you can't pray doesn't mean the Lord's not listening. Just because you have no words, I think again. Words flow a place when you complain. And fill your fellow creatures here with all the sad tale of all your care. Where half the breath thus vainly spent, to heaven in supplication sent, a cheerful song would oftener be. Hear what the Lord has done for me. Do you believe that hymn? There's a throne of grace. What fools we are, aren't we? What fools we are. Oh, that we might live there. Do you groan your way along the road driving? I believe you'll be made to sometimes. It's a wonderful thing to be groaning along the motorway before God, crying for help. I know that jolly old mind wanders. Confess it. Tell him. Tell him. He knows all about it. He's witnessed it. What a mercy to be turning to him. A throne of grace. The Lord is good. Now we have mentioned, of course, already his only begotten Son. Suffering, bleeding, dying. Another matter where he's good as well. You know, in the law of Moses, it's the law of God, of course. It was given because of sin to tell us and show us where we are condemned. I know many Christians use that as their yardstick or their rule. We, as a group of churches, where we declared in our articles that we believe the gospel to be our yardstick or rule. But that doesn't mean that we decry the law of Moses and trample all over it. God forbid. It doesn't mean that at all. But there's hope in the gospel, whereas in the law of Moses, it was given because of sin. Can you keep that law? You try and live by it. If you're taught of the Lord, you can't. You can't. The thought of foolishness is sin. Where have your thoughts been today? The thought of foolishness is sin. And that which is not of faith is sin. That which is not of faith in worship is sin. Without faith in the Lamb, in Christ, that means pleading. I don't mean you've got lively faith feeling comfort. Faith to venture, faith to confess, faith to pour out your soul. If you've got a living faith, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, alone to the Lord, looking alone. I know it's weak faith, it's poor faith. Dear Jonah, I've often mentioned him. You know, even from the belly of hell he had faith. And what a place to come to. He had to, he was alive. While you've got breath in your body, he had to look again. Look again. How many gains have you had? You can have a lot more yet. Well, the Lord is good. May we honour him, friends. May we acknowledge it. You know, what a salvation. Now, come down to the pathway. Friend, have you found him good? Now look, you're not a king in splendour sitting on a throne. You've not got trillions of dollars or pounds or whatever it might be, sterling, and living in comfort. No, friend, that's not what we call the Lord good for. Yes, he's good in providence and he does provide. And I'm sure you've all proved it so far. But how good was Jesus to come, and going back to this law of Moses, to fulfill it. To fulfill it. Honour it. Magnify it. What for? Just for its sake? Just to put a display upon the earth that Christ has magnified the law made on? Is it that all we can say, well, Jesus has done this, isn't it wonderful? No. No. For the church. For his people. When you have failed. When you have failed, Christ honoured the law for your soul. For your soul. Are you in him? Are you found in him? Do you desire him? He kept the law for his people. Doesn't mean you can go and break it. If you're his, you wouldn't. Because love fulfilleth the law. Love in you desires to walk, to follow Christ in his holy, blessed footsteps. The Lord is good. And not only did he honour it, friends, he suffered for it. He died under its curse. Now that is serious, isn't it? What does that tell us? What does that tell us? That none of us can keep that law. Only one. With his holy life. But to redeem had to be an answer of death. You know, the law condemning speaks of death. We've got to die. The Lord is good. As he brought it down to you, as he honoured that law for you, as he suffered for your sin, we get used to the language. Can you say the Lord is good to you? Condescending to your case. You know, how many molecules are there in a pinhead? I expect one of our younger friends might be able to tell me. I don't know. But you know, the Lord knows all things. The detail. The detail. The detail. Everything. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now it needs grace to believe that, you know. Why do I say that? To take comfort from it. To be strengthened in it. We might know it, we might believe the Bible and say it's true. But to take comfort from it. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. All numbered. Every step of the pathway is known of the Lord. Is he leading us? Is he guiding us? Has he spoken? That's his, an example of his care over us. Or that David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Shall. They're going to follow me. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Friend, surely goodness and mercy does follow his people all the days of their life. And they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is good. Is David's Lord your Lord? Is Jacob's God your God? You know, Jacob and David and Abraham, I don't know how to put this, they're very special to me. Dear Jacob, what a chaotic sort of pathway he had, didn't he? What blessings he had in them, though. What utter blessings. What grace, what glory. Have you had some of his blessings? What about dear David then? I know David was a king. None of us are going to claim to be like David. We certainly wouldn't try to even consider it. But is David's God your Lord, your God? Anointed. Friend, he was anointed king. Are you anointed by grace? By the oil? Has the Lord found you? And it's a wonderful thing, you know. David's greatest son has found you. The king. What about Abraham? David was in the kingdom and there were, he had some godly supporters, which he did, we know. Of course, he was among bloody men. We realise that. But Abraham walked alone. What a difference. And if you follow Abraham, spiritually, you're alone. What does it mean? Your own pathway. Your own pathway. Your own soul. Your own matters that concern to you. And Abraham had those weights upon him. The promise. The fulfillment. The blessing. In all the kings, all the seed of his seed, of all the nations would be blessed through his offspring. And it wasn't there, was it? It wasn't there. He walked alone. And he must have communed with the Lord. Now, I know we read of certain times, and that is what's handed down to us. But Abraham, consider him walking by faith and not by sight. And that is what you and I will have to do. Walk by faith on the gospel, on the report of Christ, looking for that better country and heavenly country. Well, the Lord is good, dear friends. I'm putting it over very poorly tonight. But can you say he's good? Has he remembered you in your low estate? You know, the Lord being good doesn't mean that he's going to sit us on a throne and live a life of luxury. It's a heavenly kingdom. Friend, how good to remember us. How good to look on me a worm. How good to come down and answer my prayers. Just a few prayers. Think of it. One prayer answered, dear friend, is totally undeserved. Totally undeserved. The Lord is good, but I do emphasize in sending his only begotten Son. There you will find him good. There you will find him full of grace and truth. Well, Nahum says, the Lord is good. A stronghold or strength is the margin in the day of trouble. And this is where we prove him. You know, the word says, prove all things. You know, true faith has to be proven. You know, there's a testing time, a proving time. Abraham had faith. There he was. There was Isaac. Now go and offer him up. Go and offer him up. He took the knife. Go and offer him up. You know, see the faith. My son, God shall provide him a lamb for the sacrifice. provide him a lamb for the sacrifice. He'll provide the living faith of Abraham. And when he took the knife, he knew he got to slay him. He knew it. And, you know, to slay his son, all the grace that was in Abraham's heart, he loved the Lord above all things. He loved him above Isaac. He obeyed the voice of the Lord above everything else. Dear, dear friends, is Abraham's Lord our Lord? Are we in the pathway of Abraham, yielding obedience in all things, yielding up our nearest and dearest and most beloved up to heaven, up to the Lord? Easy to say, isn't it? You try and do it. Obeying, following a better country, a heavenly country. You know, a stronghold. Abraham believed in the resurrection. A stronghold. A strength. You know, a stronghold is a secure place. Christ is that secure place. His precious blood. A stronghold. The Lord Jesus, a stronghold. His word to you, a promise, is a stronghold. His gospel becomes a stronghold when it comes with power. When it's established. I don't mean we're all established in religion. What I mean is, the Lord lays a word. You know he gave it to you. Believe he gave it to you. You've been able to trust him. And you found it a strength and comfort. It's like a stronghold. It's a place you go to. Abraham had to keep returning to the promise of of the Lord to him. David had to keep returning to his anointing when he was hunted as a partridge and so forth. But dear Paul had to return to the Lord appearing to his soul in reality. A stronghold, a secure place, sheltered by faith under his wounded side in a dying hour, pleading Christ in a dying hour. May we be given, you know, you and I, it would be a wonderful thing, we want it. The Lord be with us when we're dying, that we can praise him. But beloved friends, you may have to die pleading his name. But you won't go to the bottomless pit if you're pleading the name of Jesus. I know the devil will say, yes, you jolly well will, but the devil always was a liar. To plead the name of Christ. This is the name the Father loves to his children plead. And all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. May you be pleading Jesus' name, a stronghold, a strength in the day of trouble. Friends, the days of tribulation are many. You know, there's always that in me, thinks I'll escape that somehow. The Lord's been good to me, he has been good, I acknowledge it. But you know, you somehow think, I'll get through this somehow, I'll get round it somewhere, and I'll get through okay, and you know, it's through much tribulation. In the day of trouble. You know, and there's one greater trouble ahead of all, a dying hour. If you can't command the blessing now, you certainly won't do it when you come to die. It's all of free grace. But the gospel here says he's a strength in the day of trouble. Have you proved it? Have you proved it? Are you proving it now? A strength in the day of trouble? You know, the Lord is a God of power, and he does let his people know that he is a stronghold. He will be their stronghold, and they will come to the stronghold, and they will be secure there, and they will trust him. But it's hard, isn't it? It's not easy to say this. But the word goes on, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Knoweth them that trust in him. Dear friends, he doesn't just know about them. He's provided the strength. He's given it. You can't give something away to someone without knowing about it, unless you lost your marbles or something. You can't do that. You know if you've what you've done. And the Lord certainly knows whom he's blessed. And he knows those that are praying to him, that trust in him. It's a great mercy, you know. The Lord does see you lifting up your heart in a deep place, in a day of trouble and sorrow. And maybe you've shed tears in darkness. It's all darkness. And it isn't light. Who is among you that feareth the Lord and walketh in darkness and hath no light? The word goes on, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Let him trust, stay. Who is among you that walketh in darkness, hath no light? It doesn't mean you've got, it might mean you've got no light at all. But you might have known the light, but it's not shining. And you're now walking in the shadows of a night in the pathway. Let him trust and stay upon his God. He knoweth them that trust in him. Now, of course, the full meaning is that he's redeemed them and he knows his own. He knows his people. That's the full meaning of it. But you may not feel that. But he does hear and see your prayers. He knoweth them. But he knows them in a very special way. And may we be strengthened to know this, because he's redeemed them. Redeemed them from death. Dear friends, did he know me at Calvary? I long for it. Don't think I'd be wrong to say I've had a day when I believed he did. But where am I now? And where have I got to? And I need it again. I need it when I come to die. Did he know us then? Did he redeem us? Friend, if he knows us, he's got to. I know he knows all creatures. I know he knows all creatures. But this is in the covenant. This is the strength. You know, great mercy if he knew us there and put away our sin. Put away our sin. He knoweth them that trust in him, that are looking unto him from the end of the earth, that are pleading his name. He knows them that plead Jesus' blood in the dark, in the sorrow, in the care. He knows them that abhor themselves in dust and ashes. It's not a nice place to be, to abhor yourself. But we've had to. Have you had to? Before God. Abhor yourself. Mr. Godley Benfield at Staplehurst, he was the son of the first Ben. I knew him as well. In fact, he was the only one, I think, of that 12 that I knew in the flesh. He was a drunkard all his life, got to old age. His good wife said, I've had enough of it. I can't pray for you anymore. I'm not praying for you anymore, Ben. Do you know, it hit his soul. And he was turned in old age to the Lord. You should have heard his conversation outside chapel sometimes. It put some of us to shame, you know. It put us to shame. It was all Christ. He'd found a saviour in old age. But his son said to me once, John, I know what it is for my own clothes to abhor me. Do you know what it is to be ashamed, horrified at your heart, at your sins, shocked? Can God dwell here? Can grace dwell here? Now, it can and does, because it's a real salvation. It's a real mercy. You know, he knoweth them that trusted him, look to him, even tonight and tomorrow and next week and a year ago. He knoweth them that trust in him. You know, that is a mercy, isn't it? He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. It's a great mercy, you know. He knows them that trust in him. Why? Because he brought you to trust in him. He drew you. Drew you with the cords of a man. Drew with love. He drew you. Drew you. Oh, I think of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as God manifest in the flesh. How some of them were drawn to him. The leper drawn to him. The blind drawn to him. The lame brought to him. The sinners brought to him. Come to witness. They're drawn. They're drawn. They're drawn. Have you been drawn? Are you drawn to him? He knoweth them that trust. Put their trust in him. And he does. He does. He knows them. They went to him, you know. Are you going to him? Are you going to the Redeemer? Are you going to the Saviour? He knows them. He knows all those that put their trust in him. You know, we're poor. Do not judge the Lord by how you feel. I say that kindly. I say that kindly. We can't presume. You know, you may feel wretched. Confess it. Don't just assume that because you're wretched, God loves you. You can't do that. Well, if you did, you'd be a fool. We need true repentance. We want the Lord to shine. We want him to speak. We want him to appear. We need that grace and comfort given us. We want the token from heaven. But he knoweth them. He knoweth them that trust in him. Those that are trusting him now, he knoweth them. He draws us by his grace. Well, it's a good word, perhaps weakly handled, but it's not what the minister says. It's the gospel. It's what the word says. That's the most important part of the service. It's God's word going forth in power. In power. Now, the word says the Lord is good, and he is, especially in sending his only begotten Son. Unspeakably good. I cannot declare it properly. And he sent him to suffer for wretches, for wretches, for sinners. And he's also a stronghold, a security, a strength. In the time of day of trouble, periods of sorrow, huge anxiety, clouds ahead. I'm coming, harbingers of the end coming. I'm coming to the end. You know, and we're not ready, are we? You can't make yourself ready to die, friend. If you can, I can't. You tell me how you can do it. I won't believe you. I need the Lord to shine. Helpless. Helpless in grace, aren't we? Helpless. Utterly helpless. He has to drop down. And he does. He's faithful, the promised. And he will. He'll never forsake the work of his hand. That's the gospel. That's the strength. He's a stronghold. And may faith be strengthened in believing the truth as it stands in Jesus. A stronghold of strength. In the day of trouble. And there are days of trouble, friends. One could weep their heart out in days of trouble. There are. But he says here, he knoweth them that trust in him. Dear friends, you may be struggling in trusting tonight, be in the right pathway. You will be brought to trust in him. It's preparation for one thing. The greatest event in your life is dying. For a saint, for a child of God, one that's walked in darkness, had no light, has been brought to trust in the name of the Lord, stay upon his God. You know, it will be a tremendous mercy and a blessing. But I wouldn't be presumptuous. Have to cry, Lord Jesus, shine. Lord Jesus, shine. Do you drive along the road Lord Jesus, come. Do you drive down the road? Lord Jesus, remember me. Lord Jesus, help me. Is that your prayer? You proved him a stronghold. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Great mercy to be a praying soul. He knoweth. Why are you praying? Because you're trusting in him. You've got no other trust. No other trust but him. And he knoweth them. I must close. I'm so sorry. It's gone 25 past. I do apologise. He knoweth them that trust in him. I leave the word with you. Brought to trust in him. Drawn by grace. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting on Friday evening for church members. And Mr. Seymour is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Izzard next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1109. 1109. Come, weary souls with sin distressed, come and accept the promised rest, the gospel's gracious call obey, and cast your gloomy fears away. Hymn 1109.
now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, and now, forever. Amen.